Welcome to the Next Brave Thing podcast. My name is Ella Hooper, and I believe that breakthrough is on the other side of bravery. This podcast features brave stories, emotional health, and creativity to inspire you to take your next brave step.
Merry Christmas, everyone. It is almost a new year. This podcast episode is coming out on December 27th, and it's that beautiful in-between time. And I'm not sure what you guys do, but this is my first Christmas in Australia in a long time, and it's summer here, and it's quite bizarre hearing Christmas carols talking about snow and getting cozy when it's really hot outside, or mostly hot, because Melbourne is pretty temperamental when it comes to weather. But our in-between week looks like just hanging out, going slow, connection with family and friends, movies, eating lots of food. And so I hope you are having a restful in-between week where we cross over a threshold into the new year. So that is something when I think of crossing over the threshold, I have had this sense of in-between feeling for a long time, and then have experienced, I think a lot of people have, like I'm not the only one in 2024 where people had a big transition. So many people are working through a lot of transition disappointment or a lot of processing of grief of an end of an era. There's sort of just been a lot that has happened collectively, universally, in the year of 2024. And as I'm recording this podcast, I'm thinking a lot about endings because it's obviously the end of the year and it's an episode on processing the end of 2024 and getting ready for 2025. So I have very much experienced an ending of a season and a new beginning. And there's so many mixed feelings about the ending of something, but then excitement and anticipation of the new. And so the last 6 months have really felt like really feeling both those two feelings, like the grief of the loss of something, but then also the excitement of the new, because I definitely, and usually when we're in a transition season, we have been feeling that transition for a long time. And probably since 2022, I felt like my time in Redding, California, Northern California, was coming to a close, but I didn't think that America was coming to a close. So I definitely had feelings of like, there's going to be something new. And so I went on a journey of really going on a journey of what does it look like to be fully in alignment with my identity, my true self, and what would I be doing if I, you know, what would I be doing if I knew I couldn't fail? Basically asking myself that question. And so I started asking myself that question in 2022. And I think, well, I'm quite prophetic. I see into the future and I kind of anticipate what I'll be doing. And there can sometimes be a sense of control in that because we kind of know where we're going and we want to rush ahead. And I think I am so grateful that there has sort of been a slowness to my own pace, because almost like I think I would have rushed too far ahead and maybe, you know, been somewhere where I wasn't fully in alignment. And so in 2022, I went on a journey of, and I've talked about this on the podcast, of really processing what does it mean to live in alignment and start making choices towards being that person. And so sometimes in coaching, you can do fast forward to your future self. What are you doing? How do you look? What do your relationships look like? What do you feel like? What does your house look like? What are you doing from your day to day? Like, what's your fitness routine? And I love to do exercises like that because it kind of zooms out and gives me vision of who I want to be in the future so that I can start living practices and cultivating a lifestyle that leads me towards being that person. And so, as you know, I've gone on this journey of coming into alignment, and that was reconnecting with creativity. So in 2023, I think that lesson of 2023 was to observe, not absorb. So what I mean by that is I think that, like, how many of you know that we can be doing something so exciting and so fun in our life, but have gnawing anxiety going on? So we can't fully live in our experience because we have this background anxiety going on. And I did not realize how much I've just lived in anxiety, and it's really been rooted in people pleasing. And so 2023, I think there's sort of levels and onion layers to getting more free in the area of what people think. And we have blind spots. We think that we don't care what people think, but then we do. And so I think 2023 was a great shedding of really letting go of my inner critic towards myself if I've, you know, let someone down or disappointed someone, and really not taking on the burdens of others in the way that I have for all my life. And it's deeply a stress response. Like, it's not even like my head can know, like, fear of man is not great, or, you know, feeling everyone else's feelings and emotions is not good for me. But then it's a whole practice to live free from that and to walk that out. So I think 2023 was a great rumble and lesson in that, while pursuing an old dream, which was I went to New York for the summer, so lived in New York for the summer in the US, and pursued acting again, which was really fun. And so that kind of set me on a journey of, actually, I got into the school in New York and I was going to move to New York and go to that school. But then I've also lived in this tension of really feeling like I'm missing out on so much back in Australia with my family. And I think I mentioned that in my announcement to coming back to Australia. And if I look back through my journals, because I highly recommend doing that if you are a journaler, to go back through your year in reflection and look back on your year and what you're doing and what you're processing. And a big theme was feeling so torn between following a dream, but also my family being part of that dream, but not really knowing how to bring that into my life. And so I think that it's funny because probably I would rush ahead and just move to New York and pursue acting. But then you have that other part of your heart that's really not fulfilled, which is family and connection and being around the people that you really love. Whereas I would have moved to New York, and I do have friends in New York, but it would have felt like starting over again. Anyway, all that to say, that was like where my life was heading, and I was got on this journey to move to New York. There were so many signs that pointed to New York being the next brave thing that I was going to do. And then I remember I'm just like sort of reflecting on this year and looking through my journals and looking at moments, because the reason why I couldn't move was because of visa issues and things like that. And a huge part of my process has been waiting, like learning how to wait and patience and kind of having a vision for where I want to be and changes I want to make in my life, but actually not being able to, and working through the powerlessness inside that feeling. So a lot of what I've journaled about this past year has been kind of, you know, that tension of really learning how to be present and enjoy the people in front of me and enjoy the season that I'm currently in, but not future tripping to try and escape my reality. And so a lot of my journaling was around learning how to be grateful, learning how to stay present, learning how to not run ahead and try and plan things. And I would notice, because I would tell my boss, I'd been telling my boss for a long time that I was like leaving my job, but I didn't know when. And so I was taking him on that journey. And the amount of action plans and plans that I kept trying to like put in place, so when, you know, I leave, this is going to be what's going to happen. And I just would spend so much time trying to like put an action plan in place, but I was resisting listening to a still quiet voice that was like, don't plan. And, you know, I like to plan to be in control, but then halfway through the year, you guys know, a huge change of plans. I ended up moving back to Australia. And I think that if I look back on 2024, it has been a lot of learning what it means to actually let go and let go of expectations. And I, because I'm a coach, I like to like drill down to like what is the core motivation for why we do what we do. And if I look inside like my desire to move to New York, I had to ask myself the question, what does New York represent to me? And usually when we're making goals about the future, and this is something to keep in mind for 2025, like what does that goal actually represent to you? What does that mean to you? And so how can you cultivate some of the ingredients of what's inside whatever that represents in your life right now? So it's not like you are waiting for this thing to happen and then you can feel all the feelings that you're hoping to feel that go along with it. So with acting, it's really interesting, and a lot of actors feel this way, is like you might want to pursue acting, but you don't, a lot of creatives feel this way, sorry. You might like one aspect of creativity, but you don't want to box yourself into that one thing. And there are definitely actors out there, or photographers, or musicians, or whatever, that are really an expert in that one thing. But for me, I love multiple things. And so I was just kind of thinking, oh, I'm going to put my attention and focus into acting again, which I haven't in a long time. So that was my thoughts behind going to an acting school again. anyway, so I basically looked at like, what is it about going to New York and being in an acting school like represent to me? And a big thing was like creativity, like actually feeling like I'm investing and like unlocking and pursuing creativity in a more intentional way. And so when I can look at that, I actually looked at like, well, how can I actually do that? I'm not going to New York right now. So like, what does it actually look like to cultivate that kind of intentionality? And it was really interesting, like when I was coming back to Australia, one of my Instagram friends posted about this Artist Way group, which is a great book. For most creatives do know about this book. It's called The Artist Way by Julia Cameron. And she was running a 12-week, a 12-week group thing. And I was like, I'm going to do that. And I think what it did was made me feel empowered that even though I'm going in a different direction, I'm still cultivating those feelings that I could get. So I encourage you guys to actually like look at the goals that you have for 2025 and ask yourself, like, what does that give me? Like, what does achieving that give me emotionally, or how does it make me feel about myself? And also, like, what does that represent to me? Because I think sometimes when the thing doesn't happen, we throw the baby out with the bathwater. We actually don't do anything connected to the dream or the goal. So with kind of digging a little deeper into the why behind the goal and what you're trying to cultivate, it actually puts us in a more freeing space, because as I look back on 2024, I have really discovered that I really don't know what my future holds. Like, and, but I don't want to live passive to my life where I don't have an intention or a focus. But I also don't want to be the opposite of this extreme goal oriented. And then my goals don't happen because I haven't really tuned in to the deeper motivation to why I want to do what I want to do. And so I highly encourage those going into 2025 to become untethered to your goals, but still live with focus and intention. And something that I'm doing in coming into 2025 is really looking at what I can control and what I can't control, and the practices and habits and rhythms that I want to cultivate to make me feel empowered in every single area of my life, like in relationships, in my creativity, in my business, in my future travel plans. Like, I actually want to feel empowered, but I also want to live in a space of trust and faith that God is a good God and He has better plans for my life than I do. And so I'm really focusing in on, like, it's summer right now. And so I kind of break seasons down into 3 months. And this is inspired by my friend Jenna Zint, who runs a habit course and is a habit coach. And so the next 3 months is really about adventure. Like, I like to find words that kind of highlight the season. And the words that I am feeling is adventure, memory making, and a slow pace. And so I have spent a lot of the time, this time of year is a really crazy time of year. I think when you work in a school, in America, it's a little different in Australia because everyone's in their summer period. The pace is so intense. And so you're just, like, you know, hustling. And so I'm really excited that this Christmas period is slow and a different pace. And so I'm intentionally seeking out adventure and memory making moments, especially being with my family. And so I am being intentional about that. That's something I can control. I'm also preparing for what my business needs in 2025. So it's a time of creativity and brainstorming. And so those are the intentions and the focus that I'm setting for my season right now and coming into 2025. I really want to travel next year, but I find myself kind of using it as a escape from the present thing. I think of, oh, I'm going to go to Europe and I'm going to do all these things. And I'm finding, like, oh, that's not really the season to be planning that, even though there's this thing in me that wants to plan my trip, a trip to America and plan a trip to Europe, which sounds very extravagant. But I'm also, yeah, like, thinking through, like, what do I need in order to be able to do that? Because at some point I will do that, but how do I set myself up, like, whether it's financially with my business and set up my life to be able to do that? And so that's, like, how I think about the future is, like, oh, I want to have these dreams and needs met in my business. Like, so I'm kind of looking at, like, what I need to cultivate in my business to kind of get to that place where there is flexibility and freedom to travel and do all those things. So that's how I kind of goal set, rather than in January I'm doing this, in February I'm doing this, you know, March I'm doing this, because I love healthy surprises, not scary surprises, but I love to be pleasantly surprised by good things coming into my life without me forcing it to happen. And so when I let go of control, I'm actually creating a place of flow so that good things can come to me at, you know, any given moment. And so if I can focus in on what I can control, I can let go of what I can't control. Now, I know some of you are listening and some of you are not in a breezy, slow season. You're in a grind, or you feel like you're in survival mode, or you feel like, yeah, you're just kind of drowning financially, or there's just so much going on. And I have definitely been there. And I know this time of year can also feel really, really lonely. And so my heart goes out to all of you that are in that season of life. And I think that the best thing that you can do is really focus on the thing in front of you and look at the one thing that you can do rather than thinking through the whole of next year or like trying to, you know, my friend always says, like, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? And I think from my learnings of coming out of survival mode, I have to really break everything down to be baby size. And it really forces me to like really come into, because I think when you're in survival mode, you feel like you have to do everything to fix your life, or you have to make this drastic change to fix your life. But often it's just little simple things and learning how to trust that there is a God who really holds all of your world. Because I feel like when you're in survival mode, you're dog paddling. You feel like if you aren't spinning all these plates, like your whole world is going to fall apart. And what I've learned from falling apart seasons in my own life is sometimes they can be the greatest gift. They can be, rock bottoms can be these amazing gifts in our lives, where all of a sudden they're actually really put in place to get you into alignment, to get you into shifting into like, this is the person that I want to be within my values. And so coming into in reflecting on 2024, I think the bravest thing that I did was move back to Australia. That is something that I felt like I was in my values in making that decision. And I feel really proud of myself for making that decision, because it wasn't a decision based on fear. It was a decision based on faith. And it was kind of a death, like it was a letting go and a death of expectations and a letting go of, you know, what I thought my life could be or where I thought I would be in life. There was kind of this beautiful death. But one thing about death is that usually life springs up on the other side. And so that would be the bravest thing that I did next year. And I am processing what my next brave thing, like I think we're going to do a lot of brave things in 2025, but I haven't really thought about what the big next brave thing is for 2025. So I will keep you posted on that. But a question that I would get you to think about is, what is your next brave thing for 2025? And how did courage show up in 2024? And what was the fruit of that courage? What was the payoff of courage in your life? And so I think that when we can see the fruit of courage, that inspires us to be courageous again, because usually there's so much resistance around doing the next brave thing. There's fears, there's scarcity, there's what if I miss out, what if I don't get this thing. But I think on the other side of my next brave thing, I can only feel that I've come into a more peaceful, I feel like I've come into a lot more peace coming back to Australia. There's like been so much peace and so much freedom, and the areas that I don't know, like all the big questions, I really do feel surrendered in. And so anyway, those are my thoughts on ending this year, 2024. May you release all of the disappointments, all of the burdens, and also all the good things. May you let go of all those things as you step into a blank slate, a new year that's full of promise and full of good things, and full of growth opportunities. And yeah, may you feel beautifully blessed. And enjoy, if you're in summer, enjoy the summer. And if you're in winter, have a hot cocoa for me. and I'll see you in the new year.
Thanks for listening today. Please download, share with your friends, and write a review. If you would like to book in a life coaching session with me, go to my website at www.ella-hooper.com or follow me on Instagram at Next Brave Thing Podcast.